How are you, Russ?
Hey, boys. How are you?
Hey, Russ.
Hey, Russ. Real quick, it's been a while. How are Simarina, Gordo, and Roberta, the three dogs?
They're doing great.
Good. Very good. Shedding?
Oh, yeah. Kaya sheds a lot. She sheds just by walking around. Absolutely.
Who's that, Gordo? Okay, go ahead, Gordo.
No, he's been tempted to put down Simarina, but I'm glad people have intervened. He should not take that out on the dog, how he feels about other people. Hey, Dallas Stars had a good week. Good couple of weeks out of the playoffs. You know, number three in the lottery, and Patrick Eves, that was one of those you think it out. A second-round pick, if you make it to the conference final, becomes a first-round pick. So and also even like trading for Ben Bishop. So you talk about one of the teams that aren't in the playoffs and have had a pretty productive, whatever it would be, 10 days, 2 weeks.
No, it's a good impact. I mean, this is a good draft to have multiple picks because you could really, you could take, if you want, like a center with your first pick, which is something I think Dallas should do because I know the knee-jerk reaction is maybe take a defenseman, but they, you know, Jason Spezza is no spring chicken. At some point, when you draft somebody, they could be replacing Jason Spezza. And then they can go defense if they want later in that round. And I think it would work for him. The Bishop move was a great one because he clearly wants to go there, and it's a matter of money, and then it's a matter of does Vegas take one of your other goalies? Do you entice Vegas to take one of your other goalies with another player down the road or a pick? Is that how they're going to get out of it with the second pick? Maybe. Or they're going to buy somebody out. Like, those will be the options for them. But they did get better, and you're right. They got better sooner than most teams that are out of the playoffs.
We were just talking to Jeff Merrick about Pierre-Luc Dubois' performance this past season. Of course, the Blue Jackets kind of shocked people by taking him at number three. Is this going to be one of those, oh boy, we regret that?
Nope.
Or we're going to wait and see?
No, I don't think you're going to have to wait that long to see. I think what they're thinking was is they looked at the field and they said, you know, Pierre-Luc Dubois has played some center. Let's try and make him a center. If we get a center at the third pick, boy, that could really be worthwhile for us. And so they did that. And he played center this year. He had a great year. And I liked what I saw in the World Juniors. I know some people were sort of picking on him because they expected more offense. But, again, it was sort of like a transition year. And I thought he finished strong. I'm fine with him. I think he has a really good chance of making the team next year, and I think he's on schedule. And I think now that he's a center, he's worth more.
We're trying to think. There's vanilla storylines right now. Not a lot of history in both these battles, playoff wise. So I mean, even a little thing like you're thinking about Mark Methot and Sidney Crosby, him whacking his finger. You know, Dion Phaneuf, Phil Kessel were old teammates in Toronto, and that. Kind of interesting. I wonder if the Nashville Predators would have liked to have played against Jimmy Vesey and the New York Rangers. I don't know. You think about how their offseason started. Are there guys in a similar situation like that? Because it was very unusual. The clock just simply ran out. This isn't like one of those UFAs that nobody noticed. This is a guy that they had noticed, liked, cultivated, and then lost. Any guys like that this spring and summer?
I don't think there's a ton. I mean, I was just, you know, watching the one guy who always seems to get talked about every world championship. I watched a few minutes of Damian Fleury and decided, again, I don't think he's going anywhere. I don't think so.
No big names jump out, right?
No big names jump out. And even if you want to think about KHL, we're just waiting on Antipin to say that at the end of the tournament, I'm going to the Buffalo Sabres. Beyond that, I don't think there's that much there. Ilya Kovalchuk, I guess, you know, he's going to be the guy that'll decide whether he's going to play for the Rangers or the Islanders. I think that's how he wants it to go, and certainly New Jersey wants to trade the player, do a sign and trade. So, you know, if you count that, I guess we can count him as that.
Speaking with Russ Cohen, Hockey Prospects Radio, etc. Last year, of course, Austin Matthews, Patrick Laine, and then we just discussed Pierre-Luc Dubois, who's the third overall pick. If you drop down, sixth pick, Matthew Tkachuk was in the league. And otherwise, it's guys in development. if we look ahead to the two top guys here, possibly going, the Nolan and Nico combo, are mm-hmm. those guys going to be played in the National Hockey League come fall?
I would say it's 50-50 for both. I wouldn't say either is a slam dunk. I think a lot will depend on what we see at the combine, what we see from them over the summer, and who gets them. Because if a team that, let's just say, takes Patrick, is a team that believes in sending their kids back, getting full development, playing X amount of games outside of the NHL, then the answer will be no. And with Hischier, it'll be a different situation because there's something in his contract that he can't play in the AHL because he gave up that right when he left the Hockey Association over in Finland. So that's in Switzerland, sorry. So it's a weird situation because normally you would look at Hischier and say he could play in the AHL, but he can't. And so that will now make it NHL or bust for him too. So I think it's 50-50.
Is there anything similar there? Sorry, Gord, that Jesse Puljujärvi went back to Karpat as opposed to playing in North America?
Yeah, now I think that could happen with Hischier if he's focused on money. And so, because again, nobody gave Austin Matthews a hard time doing that. And he made some money, and then he came into the league. I think that definitely could happen with Hischier. But we don't know. I mean, again, he might look so good that all of a sudden he sticks, but I don't think there's anybody in this draft that is a slam dunk to play in the NHL next year.
What has Jason Bottrell got to do in Buffalo? Seemingly like a lot of young, talented players on the horizon, like Alexander yeah. Nylander. You got Jack Eichel that appears to be a stud. You know, Reinhardt Ristolainen, Zadorov, guys, Zadorov, I mean, guys that are picked yeah. high.
Well, Brendan Gooley on defense. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just curious about the team that took the step backward and how difficult or maybe not so difficult do you think it is to take the step forward?
Well, it's difficult in the sense that when you say you're going to sort of have a Pittsburgh Penguins culture, you know, a lot of teams in the NFL said, we're going to have the New England Patriots culture and we're going to draft like the Patriots. And still, only one team seems to be able to do that. And so it's a hard task to all of a sudden say, we're going to be this up-tempo team and we're going to be a puck possession team and we're going to mimic the Penguins, but you have to have the personnel to do it. So now they have to look over that roster and see, do they have the personnel to do it? That's going to be the hard part because, again, they're going to have to first look and decide. He has to decide, is Robin Leonard my goalie? Is he the guy? If he's not the guy, then all of a sudden you're looking at that as maybe one of the first things you do. And then I do think they have players that can definitely play that style. Reinhardt, no problem. Eichel, no problem. Gooley, when he comes up, no problem. And so even Bailey, I think, could play it, and maybe Baptiste can do that too. But you have to find the other complementary players. You know, is Matt Molson a guy you're thinking of in that style? No way. So what are you going to do with Matt Molson? Like, it's going to take at least a season, maybe two, of going through free agency, looking at your organization, seeing how players develop, just to try and get on that path. I don't think you're going to see instant results.
Russ, by the way, just to clarify, because of my poor use of the English language, preposition in the wrong place, Puljujärvi played 28 games with Edmonton, 39 games with Bakersfield, and he just turned 19 years of age five yeah. days ago. Okay, yeah. I have Nashville and Pittsburgh in 6 and 5, respectively. Gord has Nashville and Pittsburgh in 6 and 6. Russ Cohen has them who and what?
I am going to take the Ducks in 7. I think they've proven they can play in an elimination game. I think John Gibson has gotten over any hurdle. I think Ryan Getzlaf and Erik Karlsson are the two best players in the playoffs right now. And Getzlaf is just really before the playoffs started, I wanted to see more out of him in the playoffs, and I'm seeing it, and we're all seeing it. And he is really eliminated the competition in the faceoff circle and in front of the net, and he's looked great. So I like everything I see out of them. As you know, as far as the Penguins, I'm going to take the Penguins in 6. I think the Sens will give them a hard time because I think Pittsburgh will have a hard time with Erik Karlsson. Everybody does. I think it's amazing that this guy is playing so great, literally on one leg. It's just shows the heart and desire and the real true talent. It's kind of makes me sad because like a year ago I was fighting people on Twitter on how great this guy is, and now it seems like a lot of people are coming around to it. But again, Hoffman's woken up, Stone's woken up, Anderson really, he battled a couple games, but he had a good series. Boucher has his system, and the Rangers couldn't really crack it. They did at times, but I think the Penguins can. I think a guy like Malkin will be huge. I think he's already one of the best scorers, if not the best scorer in the playoffs, point-wise. And I think he'll be massive. You know, you always have to talk about Brian Rust now. He seems to be like the new Butch Goring. Like he gets goals at key times. I remember when he was playing at Notre Dame, and you know, then you kind of forget about him. He's in Scranton Wilkes Bar for a couple of years, gets a cup of coffee, and then all of a sudden he sticks. But you don't see as much out of him in the regular season as you do in the playoffs. He's just one of those guys that elevates it. And we do have to give Pittsburgh a lot of credit. Jim Rutherford traded for Ian Cole. He traded Robert Bortuzzo for Ian Cole. Now, when you trade for Ian Cole, like I watched him also in college, and he was a terrific defenseman, a good skater, good puck mover, really good defenseman, wasn't going to get you points. And I know a lot of times when trades are made for defensemen, you're always thinking about the offense first. And he is just one of those guys that's physical and knows how to play defense, knows how to be in the right position. And watching that series, every time they looked at the chalkboard, he was in the right position. And so Ian Cole is a terrifically important guy for them, and so is the rest of their defense. But you know what's funny? The offensive guys, the forwards, forecheck. And that forecheck derailed the Capitals. It really did. And eventually the speed tired them out. And I think, you know, the speed of, like, Justin Schultz is coming through. But for their forwards, it's just they have a tenacious forecheck when they want to. And they could steal the puck right back from you before you even get into your offensive zone down the ice. And I think that's a big key. I think a lot of teams can't do that. And I think, like, an Edmonton Oilers need to get a couple of guys on their roster that can do that. Because it's good to have all the skill guys, but if you have too many skill guys, sometimes when you face a team that can play the skill game or play the grit game or both, you could be in trouble.
Russ, you play the skill game. You play all the games. We appreciate playing with you today. Thanks very much.
Hey, thanks, boys.
Russ Cohen.